it becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
that's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CIPR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks. Bo.
Yeah. What is up, Vancouver?
Welcome.
You're now rocking with the best, the greatest, freshest, amazingest show in the history of the world. Or just on a Tuesday from 8 till 9.
Hey, don't sell yourself short, Sam.
Yeah,
we're back. This is Life on Jump Street. As you can tell, CITR has been kind enough to allow us to do a second episode, which means, you know, good things are happening, right? That's positive.
It's positive. We didn't get fired. We didn't get sued. We didn't get any harassment charges. Things are going okay for Sam and Matt here.
Yeah. So, right off the top, I need to make an apology. I got to admit, I was a bit of a ball of nerves last week, and what I did was I kind of said the name for the track of the week wrong. And, you know, it's an important thing, the track of the week. So, really, I should probably be getting it right. The name of the remix in question...
Last week's.
Yeah, is actually Always Anytime 24/7. So, you know, we had emails streaming in about the name of the track, and I think about 20 seconds after I said it, I knew it was wrong, but I just want to apologize to all our dedicated listeners, you know, because we strive for a level of
integrity.
Yes.
And knowledge.
And that was below it, so yeah. Never again.
So sorry, Matt's mom and Sam's mom, because that's pretty much our only listeners right
that's
now.
That's not true. My dad listened as well. Anyways, on a more positive note, we have a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. And I know you like to hear us talk, so we're going to get started with that.
Yes. First up, I'm sick. Are you sick?
I was.
You're sick.
I was. I'm all right now, though. I mean, life goes on, right?
I'm day two. I got a bit of a fever here. So.
Okay. So what we're going to do first, I think, is play the new song of the week. And I guarantee I'm going to get the track name right.
Yeah, shit's popping off.
Sorry, we're getting love in the studio here.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing? Yeah,
we got some shits popping off love on the window here. Hey. Let me just gather myself again. we got the track of the week, and this is big as well. I mean, this could have been the track of last week as well. Like, might be the remix of the year.
Whoa.
Yeah,
2009, first month. Oh, no, we're in the second now, so...
I'm saying that.
Big britches. Very big
britches. This is, of course, Kilometer by Sebastian Tellier. An A-track is on the remix. It's just big and, like, sexy. I mean, like, I don't know. Be careful with this song, ladies and gentlemen, because if there's something that can get pregnant anywhere near you, it probably will. So be safe. We're going to put it on. You guys enjoy. This is A-Track, Kilometer Remix. Check it.
Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Life on Jump Street. Yeah, so we just heard the track of the week, which was...
Yeah, that's that Sebastian Tellier remix by A-Track. In case you didn't know, we got Sam Demo on the decks this week. I'm taking a little vacation. I'm going to work the soundboard.
Yeah. And out of the track of the week, which was a burner, as you just heard, we heard Diamond Cut. The track was Teardrops, and it was a Treasure Fingers Filter Disco remix. So if you hear anything on the show and you don't hear us shout it out and give you the proper ID, you can always check the interwebs for the podcast. And with the podcast, you will also get the track listing. And that track listing will have all kinds of good information regarding the artists and all of that stuff.
True story.
Now you know. CITR.ca. You can also go to la-hype.tumblr.com That's our little web space for the time being.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So I think moving along, we're going to go ahead and do the focus of the artist of the week. I mean, I think it's about that time.
Yes. Mr. Cherk, would you please advise Vancouver of the artist of the week?
Yeah, I mean, this is who you need to know right now. They're called Classics. They're from L.A., formerly known as the Young Americans. I guess the story with that is they, like some foundation also called the Young Americans, actually sued them. I think I was reading in an interview that right before a gig in Vegas or something crazy, these two giant guys came, served them papers saying they were getting sued and yada, yada, yada. So this became that.
And that was, what was their previous name? Young Americans?
Young Americans, yeah. Now they're called Classics.
This happens a lot, too, because I believe that Vandalism from Toronto, VNDLISM, all capitals, they were served cease and desist order on their name because there's some electro group from Australia called Vandalism also. So I think it's a good idea for any young musicians or electronic artists or artists in general. If you're going to come out and do things on a semi-legit level musically, do a little bit of research on the name.
Yeah.
Do a Google search, a Yahoo search.
Basically, don't be a biter.
Well, you know what? A lot of the time, it's not even about being a biter. It's about you got a good idea and you didn't know 10 years or 5 years down the line, previous, somebody had that name. Biggie True. Smalls, the notorious B.I.G. His name was Biggie Smalls and was about to put his album out. And what happened when he was served papers because some rock group from the Midwest owned the copyright to Biggie Smalls.
Really?
And that's hence notorious B.I.G. is his on paper name because of that fact. Because if you own the copyright, you own the copyright, and you can't really do anything about that. So
Sam Demo is just dropped a jewel of knowledge on you, listeners. Pay attention when this guy talks. He knows what he's talking about.
I come from a hip-hop background.
It's true. You don't want to mess around. Sam listens to hip-hop.
Classics. Let's talk about classics.
Right. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to classics. I think a lot of the songs you're going to hear Sam play today are off of an EP they put out. It's kind of old. I mean, it's a year old, but people are just starting to really feel them now, and classics are beginning to sort of tour around and do big things. It's on So Sweet Records. So pick that up. I mean, really what they are, I guess if I had to categorize them, I'd call it distortion disco, maybe. cosmic funk. I don't know. It's just good is what it is. So if you want to check them out, they got a weekly Wednesday party called No Culture. It's at the Echo in LA. So if you're lucky enough to be in that area, then definitely check it out. They've also got a bunch of dates for South by Southwest. So if you're lucky enough to be in that area, make sure you see these guys. They are killers. Just killers. So if that doesn't have your anticipation up on a high level to hear it, then I don't know what would. And if it does, we're gonna take care of that, because Mr. Demo is about to play you a cornucopia of classics. Enjoy.
Saw the dog, it was on, I was 8 in the morning. I move on like the Greyhound bus. I go town to town and I pray on sluts. I got to go, so scream out your area code. I'm coming all the way live from the 310. I seen a whole lot of love, but none like you. You make me want to stay here in heaven with you. I write your name in the sand, put your hand with mine. Come on, baby, shoot your gun in the sky.
me one time. 2 days on the road and you're still on my mind. You think that I will learn, but I'm young and fine. I'm broke, so I'm trying to make a hustle out of rhyme. I gotta see the world one girl at a time. But you're hanging on my sleeve like I care that you're crying. And I do, I'm just trying to play it cool. I got a rap to protect down at the high school. Why are you trying to cage me in? And when I leave, we both know you'll be paging him. When I come back, we gon' do it again. We gon' do it again. She kept looking at me like she knew who I was. She was busting out on me. She was busting out on me. She was busting out on me like she fell in love. Yeah. Trying to put some diamonds in my Swayze chain. Babies change, they start showing them things. Trying to take a ride on this crazy train. True, true, what the hell am I to do? I got a girl in every city from here to Peru. When I left you, I saw my name on your left boob. Now go get that tattooed, I'll be back soon. Don't cry, I'll bless you with a text soon. I gotta go, but I'll be back next June or July. Sparks in the sky, she said, boy, you're crazy. Nah, I'm Swayze. She kept looking at me like she knew who I was. She was busting out on me. She was busting out on me. She was busting out on me like she fell in love. I don't know what she was on. Whatever it was, I was song.
We started.
Sam Demo. Life on Jump Street.
Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Welcome back to Life on Jump Street. My name, as always, is Sam Demo. With me is the venerable DJ Chirk, Matt Chirk.
Always, always venerable. Keeping it venerable, actually, is what I'm doing.
Not venereal, venerable.
Right, that's an easy mistake to make.
People make that mistake. They're a little, they don't know their Webster's.
True. So you just heard Sam throw down a bunch of classic songs. So, I mean, you know they're good. So promoters, party people, whoever, please bring these guys to Vancouver. It needs to happen. Otherwise, I'm going to pout, and that's going to suck.
Pout.
Yeah.
Two words we're cutting out of our Life on Jump Street from now on is the word blog. It will never be said again. And the other word is pout. Matt Shirk, do you agree?
All right, fine. That was the last one. Let me get one more in. Okay. Pout.
Pout.
That's it.
So, Vancouver, Van City. What's going on? What's going on around town?
Yeah, let's talk to Vancouver and just ask her what she should be doing or what we should be doing in the coming week with her.
Why don't you break it down?
I mean,
what's going on?
Well, there's actually a pretty big week coming up. Like, of course, Wednesday, Licky Lee.
Licky Lee at the Commodore, which is sold out.
Right, totally sold out.
And if you don't have any tickets, but you really like Licky Lee,
yeah.
She is my girlfriend, by the way. You can actually come to our night, Le Hype, at the Lamplighter, and we're going to be having the totally unofficial, utter and completely illegitimate Licky Lee after party.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is this is going to consist of is me and Matt here drinking a copious amount of alcoholic beverages with you good people, mm-hmm. and then playing a bunch of Licky Lee remixes.
Right.
And it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure dancing and just fun is going to ensue.
It has to happen. And Licky Lee is a fun girl.
And guess what?
What?
You can come to the Lamplighter and have fun for free.
Oh, yeah, it's free. I forgot about
that. Yeah, no cover. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
So that's going to be cool. And that's tomorrow night. That's Wednesday, February the 11th. So if you didn't get tickets for Licky Lee, no problem. Come through. I'm going to put it out there that we might even get her in the building. We're going to try our hardest. We're going to go there with big signs in her home language, which is maybe Swedish or Dutch or Den. I don't know.
Don't call me out on this.
I dropped out of university, so I'm not going to be held responsible for anything that I say here. But so come down. Now, what's going on Thursday night? What's up with Thursday?
Well, Thursday night is Evil 9. They're going to be down at Republic. I'm also going to be there. Arnold Sane is also going to be there. Who else do we have? DJ Neoteric, Trevor Risk.
Trevor Risk. Matty C usually rolls through.
That's true. He'll make an appearance. Once in a while, you know, some inebriated Matty C DJing also goes down.
Which is always tight. The guy. Right. Guy's a Vancouver legend.
Basically, it's like an all-star log jam.
A log jam?
Like if you're good.
I don't know what that means.
Whatever. Take it for what it is. Is that another word we're going to cut out of the vocabulary?
No. No, we're Canadian, man. Logjam is staying.
All right, sweet. Cool.
Logjam.
Now you brought up posters. Speaking of posters, we just had the Shits Popping Off guys roll by the studio, and they plastered our window with, you know, some love. And also, they hooked us up, like, because we're friends, because we share love. They gave us some free tickets to their Friday the 13th zombie prom. Like, how could you not want to go to that? Sam, why don't you...
Well, I think, like, you know, Tyler doesn't give me the total rundown, but I believe it's a zombie prom, Friday the 13th, which is this week, and it's at Studio 538, which is at 538 Canby Street, and I'm pretty sure...
Hold on. do you think that they had the name first and then it was just a coincidence that they were at 538 Cambie?
Definitely. I definitely think that they had the studio name first and then they found the address and they said, you know, this is synchronicity. This is going to be the greatest studio space in the galaxy. And it's actually really dope. I was there on New Year's.
Okay.
Great location in the basement, hardwood floors. Beautiful, beautiful spot.
Great spot for a zombie prom.
For a zombie prom. And which is good because that neighborhood is Cracktown and there's actually a few hundred live zombies that live in that neighborhood. I had the misfortune of living in that neighborhood when I first moved to Vancouver and from Victoria, which is the whitest, cleanest city in the world. And I was in the middle of Friday the 13th zombie.
Well,
not
hey,
the prom.
I work in Gastown. There are a lot of nice people down there. I don't think you should hate.
Oh, I'm not hating. I'm not hating. I'm speaking about drug addict people walking around like zombies trying to sleep standing up. Let's move on.
That's their prerogative. Let's move on.
What we have for the zombie prom is four tickets. Two sets of two, so you and your zombie lover can go there and have some fun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a dress up. I believe the artists are Kaboom, Sistine Shrapnel, the Shit's Popping Off DJs, and also the Bogart DJs.
True.
And I think that it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not going to keep these tickets for ourselves. We definitely want to give them away. So what you have to do is email lehype09 at gmail.com. And our first two emails are going to get a pair of these tickets each.
Yeah.
And you can bring you and your zombie down to the party.
It's going to be a party.
Cool. So we got to speed this up a bit so Sam can get his set in. Well, the 14th is a big, big, big party. A-Track, Arnold Sane, Matty C at Library Square. Definitely, definitely, definitely come down to that. All those guys are killers. And then on the 19th, we got Cool Keith. We got Cool Keith at Richards. That's going to be a big, big show. So, anyways, Sam Demo is about to bless you, the throngs of listeners, with this week's jump mix. Sam, why don't you tell us what that's going to consist of? Oh, by the way, we need to shout this out. You can check the everything to do with what went on the show on the podcast. That's on CITR.ca. We're going to have a whole track list. You can download the show in its entirety. Feel free to check that out.
Yeah. So the jump mix this week, because of the Licky Lee show tomorrow at the Combo, the sold out one, and our little after party to do, I'm going to start with a little Licky Lee dedication set because she is my girlfriend and I just want to shout out love to her. And then I'm just gonna play some jams and we're gonna cut it out and have some fun. This is our week two of Life on Jump Street, previous known as Life on Jump Street Radio. This is now just LifeOnJumpStreet.com too. Check it out.
It's just life.
Yeah.
It's just how we live. So Sam, why don't you get us started? All right, thanks, guys. This is Sam Demo with the Jump Mix, 101.9 CITR-FM in Vancouver. Check us out on CITR.ca.
Peace.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
What's up, Life on Jump Street? That was episode number 2.
Yep.
A complete success in my books. Mr. Cherk, what do you think of that?
I'll give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up out of 4.
Right. Yeah. You guys can't see, but I actually have quite a few thumbs, so yeah. That was actually disappointing. thanks for listening once again on 101.9 CITR FM.
Yeah.
We're just going to say peace. I mean, like, come down on Wednesday, come down on Thursday. Just check us out. Like, we love people.